Once again, welcome back to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you today to share some 5 minutes or so of good stuff. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, actually, they were established back in 1963, and they cover all aspects of agriculture. Information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm equipment, upcoming ag-related events are all part of comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. Go to tsln.com and subscribe today. It's what ranchers read.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is set to host you right here in the Valentine area. Over 300 motel rooms, multitude of stars. We can't count them all. Check it out at the International Dark Skies Territory at Barrett Reservoir. And actually, fall, winter time is a pretty good clear sky time to take a look at those stars. So build a campfire, kick back, and relax at Barrett Reservoir, International Dark Skies designated area.
Let's kick it off with a story about Ole. This is Ole's day in court. Ole had a car accident. In court, the trucking company's lawyer was questioning Ole. "Didn't you say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine?" asked the lawyer. Ole responded, "Well, I'll tell you what happened. I had just loaded my favorite mule, Bessie, into the..." "I didn't ask for the details," the lawyer interrupted. "Just answer the question. Did you not say, at the scene of the accident, I'm fine?" Ole said, "Well, I had just got Bessie into the trailer and I was driving down the road." The lawyer interrupted again and said, "Judge, I am trying to establish the fact that at the scene of the accident, this man told the highway patrolman on the scene that he was just fine. Now, several weeks after the accident, he is trying to sue my client. I believe he is a fraud. Please tell him to simply answer the question." By this time, the judge was fairly interested in Ole's answer and said to the lawyer, "I'd like to hear what he has to say about his favorite mule, Bessie." Ole thanked the judge and proceeded. "Well, as I was saying, I had just loaded Bessie, my favorite mule, into the trailer and was driving her down the highway. Then this huge semi-truck and trailer ran the stop sign and smacked my truck right into the side. I was thrown into one ditch and Bessie was thrown into the other. I was hurting real bad and didn't want to move. However, I could hear Bessie moaning and groaning. I knew she was in terrible shape just by her groans. Shortly after the accident, a highway patrolman came on the scene. He could hear Bessie moaning and groaning, so he went over to her. After he looked at her and saw her fatal condition, he took out his gun and shot her between the eyes. Then the patrolman came across the road, gun still in hand, looked at me and said, 'How are you feeling?' Now, what the heck would you say?"
Good old Ole. Good stories from there. Here's some.
You didn't laugh, though.
I was looking at this historical myth information. All right. So let's see what happened. Nathan Hale did not say, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." The diary of a witness to his death reports Hale's last words as, "It is the duty of every good officer to obey any orders given him by his commander in chief." Think about that.
Yeah.
All right. Queen Victoria wasn't herself a typical Victorian. She was neither stuffy nor reserved. She liked to drink, and she put up with open drunkenness in her court. A few years after the death of her husband, Albert, she took up with John Brown, a Scottish servant who had lived in the palace. So we named the Victorian age after her, that she really wasn't all that Victorian, I guess. Captain William Bligh did not provoke mutiny by meanness. In fact, his mistake was leniency. He allowed his men complete freedom in Tahiti for 5 months, after which they couldn't settle down to working life back on board ship. The lies about Bligh's character were spread by the mutineers. One more of those, Winston Churchill's famous morale-boosting speeches: "Blood, toil, tears, and sweat, we shall fight on the beaches." Their finest hour were delivered over the radio by a stand-in English actor, Norman Shelley. Churchill did give those speeches in Parliament, but was unwilling to waste time repeating them for the public on the airwaves.
Really?
A few things, some historical myths out there, but we appreciate you tuning in to listen to the good stuff.